Hello, and welcome to our Good Friday service. For those of you who might not know me, I am Pastor Josh, and I'm one of the pastors of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church. And I'm so grateful to have a chance to welcome you to our Good Friday service for this year. Good Friday is an important and remarkable day in the Christian year, and we're excited to have this opportunity to celebrate with you our Good Friday service. Our Good Friday service will feature a series of readings, a reflection, and some special music, and we do hope that it is a blessing to you. We do also hope that you will join us for our Easter service coming up on Sunday, April 12th at 10 a.m. It will be in this same place on our YouTube channel, and so we're grateful to bring that to you at that time, as we are grateful to bring to you this service today. Please do be in touch if there's anything that we can do to be supporting you in this time. We are mindful of the complexities we are all facing, and we want to do the best we can with and for each other in this very difficult moment in our lives. So as we turn to our worship service today, I'd like to offer a word of prayer for us that might frame up our time together. So let us pray. Holy God, we are grateful that you are with us. We are grateful that whenever we gather in your name, that you too are there. Holy God, we ask that you bless our time together. We ask that you bless the readings. We ask that you bless the music. We ask that you bless indeed the message shared, so that we might come to know more about the goodness of your love and the goodness of this Friday because of your great love for us. God, we pray this in your Son's name. Amen.
In a minute, you will hear several scripture readings. These passages from Scripture are known as the seven last words of Christ. They are gospel readings that record the last moments of Jesus' life as he hung on the cross. For centuries, Christians have come together to listen to these words on the Friday before Easter, to remember the sacrificial love of God through Jesus' death on the cross. As we listen, I want to invite us to lean into the feelings that Jesus' last words bring out of us. Do they make you feel uncomfortable, embarrassed, confused, angry? Do you know we call this day good? The church calls the day that Jesus hung on the cross Good Friday. Not because it felt good. It didn't feel good for Jesus or for his mother Mary, and not for the disciples, and not for us hearing it all these years later. We call it good because what God ultimately did through Jesus on the cross is good news.
Luke 23:32-34. Two others also, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
Luke 23:39-43. One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding Jesus and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus replied, "Truly, I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise."
The third word, John 19:25b-27. Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home.
The fourth word, Matthew 27, 45b through 46. From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
After this, when Jesus knew all that was now finished, he said, in order to fulfill the scripture, "I am thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there, so they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth.
Sixth word, John chapter 19, verse 30. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
The seventh word comes from the Gospel of Luke chapter 23, verse 46. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last.
It's from Luke chapter 23, verses 51 to 54. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two, from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. After his resurrection, they came out of the tombs and entered the holy city and appeared to many. Now when the centurion and those with him who were keeping watch over Jesus saw the earthquake and what took place, they were terrified and said, "Truly, this man was God's son."
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there?
If all of this seems more confusing than clear to you, I can assure you, you are in good company. The followers of Jesus, his disciples, the 12 men we think of, and some of the women with him, they were confused as well. They didn't always understand what Jesus meant or what Jesus was talking about. They didn't always understand what the events of his life, including his death, were all about. In fact, actually, the Gospels go to great length to tell us about this, that there were many times that they didn't understand what was going on or what Jesus was doing. In fact, actually, it took to being on the other side of not only Good Friday, but Jesus' resurrection, his teaching on the other side, and more acts from God, for them to fully understand the gravity and the fullness of what Jesus was and what God had done through Jesus. So if on Good Friday you find yourself with some confusion in your hearts and in your minds and in your life, you're in good company. But the good news is that the disciples and then the writers of the Gospels didn't keep their confusion to themselves. They kept seeking clarity on an understanding of what Jesus was and who he was and how he was sent by God. They kept on sharing that story and they kept on sharing that story, and eventually they couldn't stop talking about it. And eventually then it was written down and more people would then hear the story. And that's the good news, because out of their confusion eventually would come clarity. And out of their clarity would come the goodness of what is Good Friday. And that's what is so good for us today, is that there is so much goodness to be found in Good Friday. Now, the other thing that happened for the disciples is the same thing that is happening for us, is that when they finally understood more and more of this, they were on the other side of Easter. They were on the other side of the resurrection. And so we too have that same advantage ultimately that they do, because we sit on this side of 2,000 years or so later of the first Good Friday. We have the advantage of knowing how the story ends. We know that it didn't stop on Good Friday, but that Easter was coming and that there was so much good news to be found in all of this. And that's why indeed we call it Good Friday, when there is so much pain to be found in that story, and indeed so much confusion and so much pain to be found on this Good Friday. What the Gospels make abundantly clear in all of them, but especially in the Gospel of John, is exactly what good God was up to. What John makes clear is that what Jesus had been doing in his life, his preaching, his teaching, his feeding, and his healing, were all signs for people to see and for us to know about the kind of life that God wants for us. All these things added up so that we could see what God wants for humanity, but not just for humanity, but what also God wants for the world. As we can see in the teachings and the actions of Jesus, God doesn't want us to be scared. God doesn't want us to be unsafe. God wants us to be healthy. These are the things that we see through the actions of Jesus. We also can see that God wants a world that is full of peace and hope and justice for all people. That's what Jesus was driving after for all people. And these are the things that we can see in Jesus's life. And these are the things that we can see coming to be so true in the cross as well. And so when Jesus went to the cross on that Good Friday, what was happening there was Jesus was being exalted, Jesus was being lifted up so that we might experience the exaltation, the goodness of what God was doing. Otherwise, we would have experienced the humiliation. And rather, instead of us experiencing that, Jesus experienced it for us. And in that moment, God was showing the goodness of who God has been for all time, and God was showing us exactly how good Good Friday would be. Because in that moment, Jesus was showing us that God had love for all people, and that all people could come to know the love of God. And the beautiful thing about what God was doing on that Good Friday is that God is still doing the same thing today on this Good Friday. God is showing us through Jesus. God is showing us through people. God is showing us glimpses of this all the time in the world, that there is goodness to be found, that there is hope to be found, that death does not have the final say, and that sin will not be the separation between us and God that it once was. And what's amazing about the way God did this is that God did this in a way that was good for all time and in all places, because God was bringing about eternal life through Christ's death on the cross. Now, this was both the eternal life that we think of with the one we spend in eternity with God, with no separation between us and God, but it also was God's way of bringing eternal life into this life and into this world, so that we could know that God wants us to be people who are making the world into the place God wants it to be. And so that we could know also that God was making us into the people that God wants us to be. And so even on this Good Friday, there is so much goodness and all of that to cling to and all of that to remember. But I am aware that on this Good Friday, it is hard to remember these things. It is hard to cling to these things. And so here's what I want us to do to help us remember these things on this Good Friday. I want you to do, if you would with me, a small repeat after me exercise. Can we do that? Good. I'm glad that we can do that together. And so here's what I want you to do is just repeat after me, and you're going to hear my kids' voices joining in with you. And that way we can remember and hear for ourselves what we need to be reminded on this Good Friday. And so here we go. All the good is not gone.
All the good is not gone.
All is not lost.
All is not lost.
The good of Good Friday.
The good of Good Friday.
That good can never be gone.
That good can never be gone.
That good can never be lost.
That good can never be lost.
Awesome. Friends, this is what we need to remember on this Good Friday. When there is a lack of clarity in our lives, even though there's confusion and anxiety, there is still goodness in what God is doing for us. There is still great goodness in what is happening all around us, and that goodness is rooted in God's love. And so let us remember that on this Good Friday, there is still good, because the good of Good Friday can never be lost, and the good of Good Friday can never run out.
As we come to the end of our service, let us join our hearts together in prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, we come to you in prayer after being reminded of just how great your love is for us. We are reminded that our freedom, our forgiveness, our hope cost you something priceless. We confess that it's all too easy for us to forget that sacrifice Jesus made on our behalf and move about our daily lives unchanged. But the cross changed everything. What you did for us, Lord, changed everything. In this time when the fear and uncertainty and darkness of Good Friday might feel all too familiar, help us cling to the promise of what comes next. Hear us, Lord, as we continue to pray the words our Savior taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
As we come to the end of our time together, I want to thank you for joining us for this Good Friday service. I want to invite you to join us again on Sunday morning as we celebrate Easter together. Our service will be at 10 a.m., and you can experience that on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Park Ridge Presby. We hope you will come back and join us.